This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I write about happiness and human nature, and a question I often hear is, in a world so full of suffering and injustice, is it morally appropriate to seek to be happier? In fact, research shows, and common experience confirms, that happier people are more interested in the problems of the world and more interested in the problems of the people around them. Happier people tend to volunteer more time, tend to donate more money, they're more likely to vote, they have healthier habits, they make better team members and better leaders, they're more tolerant of frustration, they're more likely to help out if a friend or a family member or a neighbor or a colleague needs a hand. When we're unhappy, it's easy to become isolated, defensive, and preoccupied with our own problems. When we're happier in our own lives, we have the emotional wherewithal to turn outward and to think about the suffering of the world, and to find ways to help. Some people assume that those who are happy in their own lives spend their time sipping margaritas by the beach, when in fact, those people are more likely to start to think about things like if there's a more effective way to distribute malaria nets. I read a passage that reminded me of this in the Genesee Diary of Catholic theologian Henry Nouwen. He wrote, "If I am able to remember loneliness during joy, I might be able in the future to remember joy during loneliness and so be stronger to face it and help others face it. In 1970, I felt so lonely that I could not give. Now I feel so joyful that giving seems easy. I hope that the day will come when the memory of my present joy will give me the strength to keep giving, even when loneliness gnaws at my heart." We don't have to choose between working toward being happier ourselves and working to increase the happiness of others. The two states reinforce each other. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.